Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, located in North Idaho. And today I have Sean LaRocque. He's the founder of Mansfield Hall in Vermont and is the director of the new expansion in the Madison, Wisconsin campus. And we're going to talk about support for college students with learning differences. And Mansfield Hall, that's what their purpose is. And Sean, good morning. Glad to have you here. It's January 22nd, 2015. But good to have you here, Sean.
Great. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay. We'll talk about students with learning differences. What kind of students do they encompass, and what do they need?
Yeah, you know, what we find at Mansfield Hall is that the students that come to us are students that need that extra transitional support, kind of the bridge going from high school, where they get a lot of support from school personnel, from families, and then moving into college where they are required to have a much higher level of independence. And what we find is that even when those students, or at least many of these students, are academically able or intellectually, in the average to high average range, they still need another level of sort of independence when it comes to sort of engaging socially or even living independently. And a lot of students require that extra support to do it. And what Mansfield Hall does is many times provides that bridge to help students move from high school towards independence in college.
So what are the specific things you do? I presume some of them have executive function type organizational problems. I presume some of them have, as you mentioned, the social. So go through some of the specifics you do. Help them with the social things, help them with the organization, things like that?
Yeah. So, for the most part, what we find is when we look at a student, we don't look at a student just in terms of their intellectual ability or their academic skills. We really look at what we call the Mansfield Hall 4 Core. We look at their learning, so that would include sort of their cognitive processing, their academic skill levels. We also look at their living, sort of their ability to be independent in their life skills. We look at their ability to engage socially with others, making friends, maintaining friends, getting involved in activities or groups or clubs. And then also the piece of volunteering in the community and sort of those vocational skills. So we try to take sort of a comprehensive look at our students. And then what we do is we provide supports in those four core areas. So generally speaking, the students that need that extra support to transition to college, we find that they have sort of executive functioning weaknesses a lot of the time. You know, their planning, their time management, their organization, initiating tasks independently. Those are all really difficult for a lot of our students, and we provide supports to help students become more independent with that. A lot of our students need additional help maybe with the writing process. So we really, or some academic coaching in certain academic areas. So we provide that support on the learning end. On the social side, on the engaging side, a lot of our students either benefit from some direct help with social communication, or they appreciate being in sort of a diverse, close community like Mansfield Hall, where activities and clubs and the opportunity to meet other students is built into the program, so they don't need to try to do that independently and sort of navigate the social world on their own.
It's co-ed, isn't it?
That is correct. It is co-ed. Yep.
Uh-huh. And certain sounds as you're talking, it sounds like it's you do sort of a mentoring function, but more intensive, and also it seems to play the roles that fraternities and sororities and colleges have done traditionally.
I would agree, Lon. I would say in a lot of ways that social piece, that built-in social piece, having activities available weekly, students sort of living at Mansfield Hall like a dorm or like a fraternity or sorority, there are opportunities to make friends, to meet people with similar interests. And what we find is that students that attend Mansfield Hall really develop these really great relationships, great friendships, like we would expect in college. And on the other side, the living piece, some of our students, like really probably like any college student, whether they're a college student that has needs or not, we provide that additional life skill support where they need it. So whether that's cooking, community navigation, you know, avoiding victimization, whatever it might be, that is available as well. So students really start to become more independent in their living skills.
So these students are generally they're pretty bright, but what would happen if they didn't have the support like a Mansfield Hall, or maybe the parents would do something
yeah.
or the family? What would happen to them?
Usually? Yeah, that's a great question, Lon. I think what we see a lot of times, we'll get students that have attempted college. You know, they might have gone for a semester or a year, and they just weren't successful. And what we tend to find is that even though the students, as you said, absolutely are academically able, you know, they have the skill inside their head, you know, they have the intellectual ability. Students at Mansfield Hall, they're all college able, meaning they're all at least average intelligence or higher, and the skills are there to be successful with the work. The problem is, either because of their executive functioning weaknesses or maybe some difficulties on interpersonal relations, they tend to maybe isolate more socially, or even though services are available on a lot of university campuses, they're not really taking advantage of them because they're not necessarily initiating independently, or they're not necessarily recognizing when they need the help. So a lot of times what happens is students aren't quite getting the kind of grades that they would have gotten or are capable of. They maybe isolate more socially and have a harder time connecting on a larger scale. So, you know, I think that the students that come to Mansfield Hall really benefit from that extra level of support to help them become independent in those areas, which is really the goal, you know, getting them to the point where they don't need us.
One of the things you haven't mentioned is specific on what's called learning differences or learning disabilities. I presume some of them have things like processing speed or problems or detailed things like that they need some extra attention on. I presume you provide that too?
Yeah, absolutely, Len. I think, you know, while every student that comes to us is unique, and they come to us with a variety of needs or a variety of diagnoses, or what we tend to find, I think there's two important points here. I do think that a lot of times students will come to us and they might have, if it's specific cognitive processing deficits, learning differences, a lot of times it might be in the area of processing speed. It might be in the area of working memory. You know, every student really is unique. They tend to require these cognitive deficits or these learning differences do generally require some level of accommodation. And so what we do at Mansfield Hall is we work with the universities or colleges that the student might be attending around Mansfield Hall, which I think is an important point, too, which I'd like to circle back to. But we work with the universities or colleges to provide the necessary accommodations within their classes. So we tend to help support the students receive the type of accommodations that they really are entitled to. And the one point that I'd like to circle back to is a lot of families sort of ask that question, well, does my student have to be accepted into a college before applying to Mansfield Hall? And the answer is no. One of the reasons we chose Madison, Wisconsin and Burlington, Vermont is because there are a lot of universities or colleges right around Mansfield Hall that a student can choose, whether it's, you know, University of Vermont or Champlain College or the Community College of Vermont in Burlington, or it's UW-Madison or Edgewood College or Madison College in Madison. Really, the students can choose the program or the school that fits really what their needs are or what their degree that they want to pursue might be.
Okay, one more question. What, do you have them in sort of an apartment building or a dorm-type complexion or a standalone home? What sort of facilities do you have?
Yeah, you know, in Burlington, Vermont, there's two different facilities. One is more of a dorm style. One is more of independent apartment living. And in Madison, it is an apartment building where there are four-bedroom apartments where students have their own room, but they get to share an apartment with three other peers, which is great for making friendships and learning how to live together. And then we have community space built in, which I think is really key for our program. And the community space is a place where students dine together. There's academic support offices where students can come right in the building and get the kind of academic coaching they might need, or where they can meet with a speech and language pathologist possibly to help with social communication, or even just a director of student life to work with them on their independent goals. You know, the staff are really there to help them set goals that are independent and unique to their specific needs, and the staff are there then to support them and help them achieve their goals.
Okay, well, our time is about up. Sean, we've been talking with Sean LaRocque. He's the director of the Mansfield Hall Madison campus, which will be opening up next June. Could you give us, Sean, how, if somebody wanted more information, how they might be able to get a hold of you? Phone number, website, stuff
like that? Yeah, you bet. They can always go to the website. There's a lot of information there, and that is www.mansfieldhall.org. And then if they wanted a phone number, our general contact line is 802-440-0532. And then that will give them an option of either asking questions or getting more information on the Madison program or the Burlington program. But those are both two different ways to get a hold of us.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Sean. And we've been talking about the Learning Differences Kid, college students, and support that they need, and the type of things that Mansfield Hall does. And this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. And thank you very much, Sean.
Thanks so much for having me.